The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
You are my love and my life, and you are my inspiration. Just you and me.
Just a little prompter, guys. Valentine's Day coming up this week.
Is this more Chicago?
Don't let it sneak up on you. Yeah. Doesn't that sound good?
So, Janet called during the break and said that Chicago this morning took her way back and it made her whole day. And she
wake up, she really, sunshine.
Really enjoyed the Chicago this morning.
And can I just rat you a little bit? So,
just a very little bit. We're live on air.
So, he's trying to get a buddy in the Valentine mood. Romy, yesterday he called me from the car with his buddies, John and Dean. He said, well, I can't say that to you because I'm in a car with a bunch of guys. I said, you can't say what? And he went, I can't say that. I said, you better say that. I won. He finally said, I love you.
And you'll
you
start
in front of
tossing
his buddies.
Books out the window. When.
So.
Oh, I have a couple events I want to pass on. The Mesa Margarita Festival is Sunday.
At you the can Mesa. Find, you no, can I'm find not Gary this. There at any time.
All right.
Heck yeah. Who doesn't love a good margarita?
Are you a card-carrying member of the Mesa Margarita Society?
Prickly pear margarita is pretty good. Yeah. It's the Margarita Festival in Mesa at the Convention Center tomorrow on Sunday, 10 to 6. It reminds me of the old Blue Laws, and that's a long story. And it's Arizona Beer Week, so you see where I'm going with
okay.
this.
Very good. Very good.
Todd also called. Been in Arizona a handful of years. Spent his summers growing up camping around Michigan and Ohio lakes. And wanted to know if there's any place like that he could take his kids in Arizona. He hasn't found any.
You'll have to bring your own mosquitoes.
You don't need mosquito net.
You will have to bring your own mosquitoes.
Well, what are we going to tell him?
Well, there's so many places.
If he's used to camping beside the lakes around Michigan, Minnesota area, the very first place he has to go is Lake Powell.
You would send someone the first time to Lake Powell?
Oh, absolutely.
Now he would have to bring his own shade.
I would say that's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
That's a big adventure.
And you're stuck. I mean, you've got to have your supplies in line. You've got to have your water in line.
You could houseboat. That would solve all that.
I was going to say, you could cheat and get a houseboat.
Houseboat Lake Powell. But, or any of the Colorado rivers. We've done Mead and Havasu. Those were all fun. But a little mountain lake to enjoy.
Woods Canyon Lake, huh?
Yeah. They have not established campgrounds. You just have to watch it and go off season. Or you're going to listen to other people's little puppy dog, beep, 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 or their music, or their generators, or their arguing. And there's nothing that takes me out of the camping mood more than living in my neighbor's campsite.
We don't usually do campgrounds, but we did, if you just want a mountain experience, Mount Graham was amazing. If you can stand the road, it's pretty steep, but it was a wonderful camp. And we remember, Romy, the running water, it was so cold. We had great hikes, fields of flowers. That was a wonderful camping trip.
We were talking about Tonto Basin earlier. You could do Lake Roosevelt, and there's nice established campgrounds if that's your MO on the western shore. Or you can go to the eastern shore where there's no improved campgrounds and enjoy a true desert campground. The other place he would have to try is Apache Lake, because the Apache Trail is closed, and the only way into Apache Lake right now is off the Roosevelt drop-off. And you'd have that place to yourself. You'd have Apache Lake to yourself right now.
Just a quick
note. They closed
note.
The marina and the restaurant since the road went out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, a quick note, if you are going to camp in a campsite next to a lake, you're going to have bees and lots of them. So those big bees that hang around the picnic areas. Mm. So we always like going away from the campgrounds.
Well, just about any lake in Arizona has a campground around it. Lake Pleasant's another one. And when was the last time you've been to Pleasant? They've got, that harbor's improved. Immensely. They got the Dillon's Barbecue opened, took over the restaurant out there. And then they've got a big slide that you can go off of.
That's hilarious.
Shoots you about 20 feet in the air and you ride into the water. It's a lot of fun.
Well, what about Arizona State Parks? They've got some great camping sites.
They do.
Around.
They absolutely do. Lakes. We ought to send this guy some state park passes. We still have some.
There you go.
We've got his number. Let's call him and send him some state park passes.
And we have, you know, I don't know, I wrote it down. Todd, call back. Sorry. Patagonia Lake is one along the river run on the west side. Gosh, who's our Roger Naylor? His favorite state park camping is that one. I'll look it up here, but it's south of Lake Havasu.
Mead?
No.
It's Cattail?
Bob.
Cattail Cove?
Buckskin.
Oh, okay.
Buckskin National Park is his favorite one, and that's an interesting experience. And I'll tell you, he's in Mesa, and not far from there, there's a campground on the Salt River called Coon Bluff that's off of Bush Highway. That'd be a real easy one to start, and you'd be real close to home. One night there.
There's a bunch of ideas. What have you got coming up in the Outdoor Living Hour?
It is the second Saturday of the month. We're talking trees. ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower is outside and with the guest, and we'll be talking trees.
All right.